This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. 42% of all households in Texas struggle to make ends meet. That's one of the findings from a new statewide study, and it mirrors research in North Texas that we've reported on in KERA's One Crisis Away initiative. Adriana Cuejar Rojas heads the United Ways of Texas, and she joins me now to talk about the latest findings. Adriana Cuejar Rojas, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
First off, this research uses the acronym ALICE. What does that stand for?
ALICE stands for Asset Limited Income Constrained Employed. And for us, that is the number of households that are working and yet struggling.
How is that metric different from what the state considers to be poverty level?
Poverty level was initially determined in the 1960s, and at that time, one of the most significant things in the budget for a household was food. Today, food is not likely going to be one of the main drivers of your own budget. It is likely going to be transportation or your rent or mortgage or childcare. This is an updated and more, what we feel, more accurate representation of the number of people that are working and yet still struggling.
Now, 42% of Texas is more than 4 million households. That's a huge number of people. What kind of problems do they face?
They're having to make hard decisions every day. Alice is earning too much to afford a lot of the federal assistance. And so, for example, their children may go to school and not be eligible for lunches, free and reduced lunches. They may not qualify for different kinds of services in their community because they make above the federal poverty line. In our estimates, a family of four in Texas is making $52,956 to be considered an ALICE. And we all know that that amount is not going to get very far when rent and childcare costs as much as it does in most of our communities across the state.
KERA has been covering folks on the financial edge for more than 5 years now with the One Crisis Away project. Have you seen any significant changes in these numbers during that time?
I think what is changing is more on the expense side of the equation. So childcare costs are increasing, transportation costs are increasing, housing is increasing. And then on the workforce side, the kinds of jobs that people are holding are changing. There's not as many stable, consistent full-time jobs that are paying a wage that is going to put people out of poverty.
And according to your research, 43% of Dallas County lives in the ALICE range. That's nearly a million people. And it's certainly not the highest rate in Texas. Brooks County, east of Laredo, is sitting at 73%. I'm wondering, are these metrics different because some counties are doing it right or wrong?
No, I think you will find high rates inconsistently. We tried to look for some trends as well, but you will find high poverty rates in South Texas as well as East Texas, as well as the Panhandle, urban and suburban. So there are not a lot of generalizations, except that consistently you find ALICE in every county. In every county in our state, childcare represents the family's greatest expense. And so that is something to think about as well.
In this research, is there any particular demographic that's facing the most problems under the ALICE metric?
There are definitely several demographic groups that are more likely to be ALICE. Women in particular, as well as younger veterans and those with disabilities and people with lower levels of education. 31% of senior households in our state qualify to be ALICE.
What's the single thing from this report that stands out for you?
There is a basic belief in Texas that if you work hard, you can support your family. And yet the data in this report really shows that for more than 4 million households in our state, this is not the case.
Adriana Cuellar Rojas heads the United Ways of Texas. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Justin.